What state do you find yourself in most days? Reactive or proactive? Well, that's the topic of this week's question on the Working With podcast. Hello and welcome to episode 102 of the Working With podcast, a podcast created to answer all your questions about productivity, GTD, time management, self-development and goal planning. My name is Carl Pullin and I am your host for this show. This week we are talking about your state and the state you find yourself working in most days. Now, this is not something I find a lot of people think about much. Instead, most people try to get through the day as best they can, hoping to survive without having too many issues erupt. Yet, it does not really have to be like that, and this week I will explain why. Now, before we get to that, don't forget, if you want to gain access to some of my shorter courses, you can on the Skillshare platform. Now, if you're not familiar with Skillshare, Skillshare is a subscription-based learning center where you pay a monthly subscription and have access to thousands of shortish courses. I've learned Adobe InDesign and iPhonography on Skillshare a couple of years ago. It's a fantastic place to learn about so many amazing things from coding, productivity, creativity, and photography. It's well worth a subscription. And if you use the link in the show notes, you can get yourself 2 months of free access to Skillshare's classes. You could learn a lot in 2 months. And by signing up using the link here, you help me too. Now that sounds like an awesome deal. So whatever it is you want to learn, Skillshare will have the courses for you. Take a look, and if you see something you like, use the link in the show notes to get yourself 2 months of premium courses for free. Okay, it's now time for me to hand you over to the Mystery Podcast voice for this week's question.
This week's question comes from Rachel. Rachel asks, "Hi, Carl. I'm one of those people who reads everything they can about being more organized and efficient. The problem I have is I always feel I'm behind and never on top of all my work and commitments. Is this normal? Or is there something I'm not doing quite right?"
Hi, Rachel. Thank you so much for your question. I don't think you're doing anything wrong at all. What is likely to be happening is you are finding out that no matter what you do, the work, commitments, decisions, and interruptions never stop. That's just the world we live in today. There's always something else. Now, I say the world we live in today, but in reality, all these commitments, decisions, and interruptions have always been there. The difference today is it is difficult to compartmentalize them. Now, what I mean by that is before we were connected to the always on world via our smartphones, tablets, and laptops, work email could only be dealt with when we were at the office. So when we left the office for the day, that was it. Work was over and we could turn our attention to our personal lives. Now, that does not happen today. Instead, today we are exposed to a constant stream of notifications, interruptions, news and requests. And unless you set yourself some barriers, you will feel stressed out, overworked and out of control. If you do feel you're always behind, that is often a symptom of not being fully aware of the big picture of what's going on in your world. One of the biggest benefits of taking some time each week to step back and really look at what you have going on in your life is you get to see where you are on the journey, how you are doing with the projects you are committed to at work and in your own personal life, and how you are doing with your goals and objectives. This is what most people are not doing, but if you are not doing that, how are you measuring your progress? How do you know where you are? Who's controlling the timeline of your life? You or the many people you connect with personally and professionally? Without that knowledge, knowing where you are with your projects and goals, then you will not be making the right decisions about what to work on next. You will be working the things that are the loudest and most urgent. And all that does is create more loud and urgent tasks coming your way every day because you're reacting to the work rather than making intelligent decisions about the work you do each day in a proactive way. Now, let me give you an example of this. A reactive person waits for the urgent email before taking action. The belief here is, if it's out of mind, it's out of sight. Now, that may well be true, but while it is out of sight, it is growing into a monster of a problem to deal with. Instead of a regular check-in on a project to make sure it's moving in the right direction and the right work is getting done, which would take 5 to 10 minutes, you wait for the loud, urgent email screaming at you about how the customer is very unhappy because they are still waiting for their order to arrive. Now, not only do you have to expedite the order, often costing a lot more money than had you processed the order in the normal way, you also have to deal with an angry customer, and when you call them to explain, they can talk for a very long time, and you get everybody on your team working on this one crisis, and your stress levels increase massively. In all, what could have taken a few minutes, 2 or 3 times a week, has caused you and your entire team to lose a whole morning rushing around dealing with a crisis that could have been averted and creating more little monsters because you did not have time to check those. It becomes a vicious circle. You'll deal with one crisis and another one will appear, and on it goes. Instead, if you shift to a more proactive state, you make sure you are aware of what is going on within all your open projects. Problem projects are carefully monitored and potential crises anticipated and steps taken to minimize their impact on your work. This shift in state does not take a lot of work or time, and when it is done consistently, it will save you a huge amount of time because you will have a lot less crises to deal with. So how do you make this shift in state? How do you go from being in a reactive state to a proactive state? Well, the first step is to get yourself organized. You need to know where everything is so you can access whatever you need when you need it quickly. If you're using multiple filing systems, you are creating monsters. You won't remember where everything is. Ideally, have one single storage system. Where possible, use a cloud storage service such as Google Drive, Apple iCloud, or Microsoft OneDrive. Now, if your company insists you use their storage system, that's okay. All your work-related files, documents, and/or digital stuff can go in there. You can then have a personal storage system for your personal stuff. Next up, start using your calendar properly. Make sure the calendar view you have contains all your commitments, professional and personal. It is not very smart to try and run 2 entirely different calendars in the hope of creating a fictitious separation of your work and personal life. You need to see your commitments and events for the whole day in one place. That way, you will know if you will have the energy to perform all your commitments all day. If you see on your calendar that you are doing a workshop all day and you are the trainer, in the evening you plan to do 2 hours of CrossFit, you may find that you are asking a little too much of your body for one day. Instead, you could decide to drop the 2 hour CrossFit session and do a 1 hour walk with your partner instead. The 2 hour CrossFit session could be done on a different day in the week. Being in a proactive state allows you to see these different kinds of conflicts before they happen so you can take steps to reduce their impact on your mental and physical well-being. Finally, do a process and review session before you close down the day. Process all the things you have collected that day, get them into their rightful place, and then review what you have scheduled and planned for tomorrow. Once you've done that, step back, relax, and breathe. You know what you have to perform tomorrow. You know you have the time and you have the built-in flexibility to manage the unknown little monsters that will inevitably come up. How much time does it take to keep yourself in a proactive state? probably around 30 minutes each day. That's all it takes. Those 30 minutes allow you enough time to review the important things, prevent little issues from growing into uncontrollable monsters, and helps you to stay focused on the important things, the things that will move you forward on your projects and your goals. Those 30 minutes a day allows you to stay in control of your time. It's not difficult, but remember, just having the knowledge is not enough. You have to commit yourself to making this a daily habit. It's like when on a diet, you know eating the bowl of carrots will help you to lose weight, but you still eat the chocolate cake instead. You will never lose weight that way. You know that, but people still eat the chocolate cake. Knowing is not enough. You have to use that knowledge to make better decisions and take action. I hope that has helped, Rachel. Thank you so much for your question. And thank you to you too for listening. This podcast is for you, and I hope you are getting a lot from it. Don't forget, if you have a question you would like answering, then just get in touch either by email, that's carl@carlpoline.com, or by DMing me on Facebook or Twitter. All the links are in the show notes. It just remains for me now to wish you all a very, very productive week.